There's some toe-tapping music right there. Put a little smile on your face. Welcome to my house. It's Rosie on the house. Hey, we had the opportunity to drop into somebody else's house this past week, and it all had to do with chocolate milk. Listen to this interview. Rosie at the Solid Rock Foundation, you may know it as Alice Cooper's ministry to the youth of the Phoenix metro area. Alice, you've been a community giver for a long time. Can't thank you enough. Tell us a little bit about Solid Rock, and then I want to talk chocolate milk.
Okay. Because when I think of Alice Cooper, I think chocolate milk. The idea behind this whole thing, I grew up in Phoenix. I have seen the growing problem on the street. Teenagers have a tendency, if they have too much time on their hand, to get a lot of trouble. If they're playing guitar, bass, drums, anything like that, we said, why don't we provide that? Give them a chance to pick up a guitar or to go into dance and learn how to dance or to learn how to this and this. We're giving them an opportunity they never had before. So come on in and find your talent. Kids come in here and they just go, I don't know, I'll pick up a guitar. And all of a sudden they go, oh, wait a minute, I can play three chords. And I tell them, well, you can play any Ramones song then, you know. And honestly, if they can't do that, they go to bass or they go to drums. And all of a sudden, they go, ooh. Now they get addicted to that rather than what's on the street. Could be dance. It could be art. It could be photography. It could be anything. Come on in and find your talent, and we'll nurture it for you.
And it's a no-cost facility for the teen. How do you fund this thing?
Well, that's the idea. We wanted to make it free. And we get every kind of kid in here. Everybody's welcome, 13 to 20. We don't care what your religion, your race, your creed, whatever you are. You are welcome. But all of a sudden, here we got the milk bottle. All of a sudden, this becomes an explosion. People are buying these and collecting them. And it just turned into something that's now become a lifesaver for us.
Kevin, there's going to be global demand. How are you going to ship chocolate milk around the world?
Well, we're not going to ship chocolate milk, but we're going to, like you said, it's a collectible. So we're going to ship empty bottles around the world, and that's going to be available at DansEisenDairyCooper.com. You'll be able to go and order it. And then the proceeds of those bottles that we ship out will come here to the teen center. So the whole goal is to raise as much money as we possibly can.
Who would know chocolate milk would ever fund an event like this? And I, go ahead.
The incredible thing is, it's the best chocolate milk you've ever tasted, on top of it being collectible.
Well, Alice, thank y'all so much for taking this time. Thank you for all y'all do in the community. Thanks a million, y'all.
And that milk, Dan's Eisen Dairy, we've had them in studio before. I think it was Christmas last year.
Gosh, maybe we need to get them in again. Kevin would love that. Kevin Dan's Eisen.
And when Alice was saying that it's the best chocolate milk, it reminds me of Yoo-hoos. You know, that was always a treat that Dad taught us, you know, when we would go on these long road trips back to Louisiana, if we'd stop somewhere, and that was a treat. Do they have Yoo-hoos? And you could hardly find them here or there. But it reminds me of that taste and that flavor. So,
oh, it's wonderful. It's special because it's classic and original Arizona.
And you do get it in that glass Dan's Eisen milk jar.
Yes. I've kept one of mine. It's my water jug I keep in the refrigerator.
you know what? Ours too.
There you go.
Yeah. And it's funny because we actually had an old plastic jug we used to keep the cold water in. But once we started using the glass, the kids won't even use the plastic one. So we threw it out. So now we have two Dan's Eisen milk things as our water cooler. So we've always got cold water at the house. But back to our topic today of potatoes. You know, the world's largest potato chip was produced by Pringles in Jackson, Tennessee in 1990. And it's on display where? The Potato Museum. Yes, there is a potato museum. And where?
Idaho.
Of course. Blackfoot, Idaho. It measures 23 inches long by 14 and a half inches wide. The world record potato is 7 pounds, 1 ounce, grown in 1953. And in 1974, an Englishman by the name of Eric Jenkins, who had way too much time on his hand, grew 370 pounds of potatoes from one plant.
Oh, that's a lot.
Wow.
Of hash
and the
browns.
Potato even has a college bowl game. Can you imagine that?
That's right. That's right.
We definitely need to go to breakfast or lunch after the show. I'm freer, quicker than you. But so, Matt, continuing on in this meat and potatoes kind of tone. What else do you want to tell listeners about Copper Star Beef and what you guys...
CopperStarBeef.com. And I'm, yes. I'm drooling all over this website.
And what you're planning to do. How do you want to grow this business?
We have a lot of big plans, but there's definitely some challenges that we need to overcome, and that we have to be patient. Processing is a limitation in our state. I mean, that's why there's not a lot of feedlots here. There's not a lot of processing facilities here, and so a lot of our cattle go to the Midwest, which is fine. You know, we try to help people work with those traditional markets as well, but we would love to see that kind of shift in our state, maybe some more processing capacity. And then we'd like to see that brand name, Copper Star Beef, that represents an all-natural, local quality product, be expanded so it'd be available in restaurants and maybe grocery stores and still be available directly to homeowners across the state. But
well,
that's what I would like to see.
You are the Graham County Farm Bureau president, and you also just applied, pressure put on you by all your buddies at Farm Bureau, the Ag Innovation Challenge, and top prize winners, they get the top 10 get $10,000 each, and the grand prize winner gets, I think it's $50,000. And I know you've applied. You're competing with 30 other Farm Bureau farmer and ranchers on this Ag Innovation Challenge. And again, this is for people that have launched innovative businesses like yours. I want you to be the top prize winner. Then I think you can move that growth in your business a little bit quicker. And again, also as a Graham County Farm Bureau president, we really appreciate your leadership and your commitment to the Farm Bureau family.
Yeah, no, it's been a great experience for me, and we have a lot more to learn, a lot more to experience with Farm Bureau. But as far as the Innovation Challenge, that was a good experience filling out that application. I hope it goes well. That's the thing about our business is really, most of these cattle, most of this stuff, it's not us, right? It's not our cattle. It's providing the opportunity for other producers to also get more value out of their calves and stuff like that. So we really focus on that it's not really about us. It's about helping other cattle producers and helping their families stay in business and be successful.
I like that attitude. And I think that's so typical in the Farm Bureau family. We're all in it together and we're helping one another. And you touched on a key point is that we need more regional packing plants to butcher more of this meat so we have more local meat.
Oh, this innovation is spectacular. But I think the way Rosie on the House might be able to help the best is encourage people to log on to CopperStarBeef.com and order some beef. Because if Matt can show the demand, there's entrepreneurs out there that'll create the facility.
Yeah.
So we need to bury Matt in orders today.
Okay.
A quarter of a beef,
absolutely.
A half a beef, or a whole beef?
Quarter, half, or whole beef.
CopperStarBeef.com.
Yes. We're pressing this issue for you, Matt, because it's not just you. You're doing it on behalf of a lot of our ranchers here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate that. The exposure has been good. I've actually gotten 2 calls since I've been on the radio that I wasn't able to answer. So I'm going to return those soon, and hopefully there are orders waiting to be placed.
In other words, you're kind of anxious to get off the radio now?
No. No.
Yeah, well, we're excited about it, and we hope to be able to report the top 10 leads for this Ag Innovation Challenge that the American Farm Bureau Federation is hosting. I think they announce the top 10 sometime in October, maybe November. But this is just an example of some of the things that the Farm Bureau family does on behalf of their farmers and ranchers throughout America. And then here in Arizona, Matt's also, so he may be president of Graham County Farm Bureau, but he's also very heavily involved in Arizona Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers, because he falls into that 20-something crowd. He hasn't aged out yet, and he can get involved in that too. And that program allows for a lot of leadership development competitions that allow them to build those leadership skills. And it's just pretty cool. So, but your parents were in Farm Bureau. It's almost like it's genetically bred into the family, right?
Yeah, something like that. They were very involved in Arizona Young Farmers and Ranchers I think, kind of at the beginning of the program here in the state. And so we're happy to be involved. Still have at least 7 years to go, so a lot more experience in Young Farmers and Ranchers and a lot more competitions to hopefully win.
Are you ready for the cooler weather? Because I know when it comes to cattle ranching, and it's kind of tough right now on some of our ranchers. They're hauling water, by the way, to their water tanks because we just haven't gotten the rain that we need.
Yeah.
It's kind of tough
on
them.
It is very tough. Very tough. Been a pretty dry year. Very hard on a lot of ranchers. And hopefully there's still a little bit of moisture in the forecast and some cooler weather ahead.
One of the things that for my ranchers that are very involved on social media, and they're going to always report when they got a good rain that fills up their stock tanks, because they'll let you know. If they're having a fire on their ranch, they'll let you know, because they work very closely hand-in-hand with the Forest Service and some of the other agencies that help battle our fires. So it's kind of very important and critical that we support our farmers and ranchers. And for those that sell directly, you know, Matt, you're talking about a group of ranchers that you're working with Copper Star Beef. There's others out there that may be exclusive grass-fed beef, and fillyourplate.org can kind of highlight that. Our two top ag commodities on Fill Your Plate that people search for is beef and wine. And maybe now they'll start searching for potatoes. We have a lot of potato recipes on Fill Your Plate, too. So what else can you tell us as a wrap-up, Matt, about what you're hoping for as we move into the fall season?
Yeah, well, again, just, you know, thank you for having me on. And for anyone that's listening that wants to order, obviously, we hope you order. But anyone else in the restaurant industry or food service or anything like that that is interested in partnering or working with us, we'd be happy to have that conversation. There's a lot of growth potential, a lot of potential in our state, especially for this kind of thing. So anyone that's listening that wants to know more, wants to get involved or work with us, we would be happy to have that conversation.
CopperStarBeef.com. Matt Harrington, thanks for spending Saturday morning with us from beautiful. Is it Graham County or Gila County?
Graham County.
Graham County.
And you better
pretty
get
area.
Yeah, and you better get on the phone and talk to those customers that are already calling you for this radio show.
Absolutely.
That's fun.